Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pharma Talks. I'm your host, Natalia Andrichuk, and today we are diving deep into AI literacy in pharma marketing. Why it means, why we need to know more, why this strategy is so important, and how we can truly leverage AI beyond just automation and beyond the well-known things of ChatGPT. So let me introduce our guests. To explore this topic, I am very excited to welcome Thomas Mrosk, founder and managing director of CTC Health, and Manuel Mitola, MBA partner and head of AI consultancy for CTS Health. Please, Thomas, Manuel, please, great to have you here, guys, and please welcome Jump to the topic and let us go into very interesting discussion with the very first question we have in our agenda, which is about AI value and transformation for the digital marketing. So which AI use cases are currently delivering the most value in pharma marketing? We all know that the use cases are very subjective and we need something more than just to know the use case. So can we elaborate a little bit about the strategy or about how we can have the most of these use cases? Please, Thomas.
Yeah, first of all, Natalia, it's great to be here. It's a great question. So the way we look at it, and when we look at use cases, there's probably two things that companies are doing at this point in time. We can leverage AI to increase our productivity, but more interesting, we can leverage AI to increase our intelligence that we get out of those models. And one of my favorite use cases right now is to start small. Many companies are putting an infrastructure in place where they have access to a large language model today. A lot are using the Microsoft Suite, and there's a lot of opportunity today to create simple use cases, building agents that really help take work away from you. So that is something I'm personally very passionate about, and I do see a lot of potential in that in the very short term. Now, obviously, in the mid and long term, there's way more that AI can do for companies. And I'll let Manuel comment on this because this is his baby where he's exploring a lot of those ways.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Thomas. And first of all, I mean, thank you, Natalia, for hosting us today. And I mean, from my side, let me double click on what Thomas said, because in the last few months, we have been hearing a lot about AI agents like the new evolution somehow of the AI trend. And I think this is very powerful when it comes to the productivity, because the agentic approach is finally going into the direction of using AI for specific purposes. So this is like really creating small, fully dedicated teams for specific tasks. In an industry like pharma that it is very specific, this is very, very powerful. So this is something that we see more and more evolving. We see Copilot Studio evolving and going growing way better than it was a few months ago. I mean, a few months ago, we never heard so frequently saying that Copilot was a great tool in the past. But now, I mean, we keep hearing more and more positive feedback about it. And same for custom GPTs, cloud projects, and so on. So we go into a direction that it is more agentic, let's say. And then also the other thing that Thomas, you mentioned about, let's say, using AI to enhance our intelligence. AI is great in analyzing, let's say, a big amount of data. And using AI to, I mean, getting not only the stuff that we don't like done, but also having a new perspective is really, really, fruitful in terms of new insights and so on. And these are two maybe groups of use cases, not specific use cases, but groups of use cases that are really showing a big potential in bringing value to pharma specifically.
That's very interesting. With this statement, do you think, is it possible to think about the humanization of pharma marketing, where agentic AIs will be doing the most of our works? So social listening, I don't know, interaction between the channels, getting us more insights about those interactions, or they will just assist. What do you think about that?
Very provocative question. I mean, the things are moving so fast. I think it's impossible to predict. I think where we are today, I do not share this vision today, because what we see, there is a lot of hope and dream that this is going to happen, but we still see that the domain expertise is so important in guiding and you know, guiding the agents that we have. Now, what's the future going to look like? It is very difficult to predict. I mean, we're talking about AGI, ASI, anything is possible, I would say. But in the current state, I still believe that there is a very important role for the human being in that. Domain expertise is augmented with AI. And I think that is really what everybody needs to do today. And that has implications, obviously, for your workforce, but also the capabilities you're putting in when it comes to AI. But yeah, that would be my view today. But it's a provocative question.
Exactly. And here we are to ask and answer those questions. And yet, if you will have to pick one AI tool that gives the best value in terms of customer experience in pharma marketing, what it would be and why?
Maybe I can take this one, because I think it is...
You need to support your partner, you know.
Maybe I can take this one also, because it is connected to the humanization. Because from my side, I think that AI, of course, is getting more and more human, let's say in brackets, of course, than it was, I wouldn't say years, but months ago. So if you look at the responses of the, let's say, most famous LLMs and so on, they are sounding more and more human and so on. So this kind of trend is going on. So if I was thinking about, an AI tool that can really, increase this, the productivity, the customer experience, bring value to the business, I think that it is, again, related to the agent, to the creation of the agents, but in a way that it is no code, meaning that enabling the people without, development skill to, put their domain knowledge, their industry knowledge at the service of the business using AI. So I'm thinking about this kind of tools that are able to enable, a marketeer to be fast and agile in taking action. So this is one of the things that I think flexible, zero or low code tool for AI agent creation could really make the difference. But Thomas, feel free to jump in.
Oh, great. I mean, we're very passionate about this, that there is a piece of humanization, how we start to interact with those agents. And you can imagine when it comes to coaching, training, all of that, this is completely going to change. The use cases are so powerful, not only because of the quality and the intelligence we can put into the agents, but also they provide a safe environment for you. You can use them 24/7 in any language, whenever you want. And there is more and more customization that is happening there. So we're very excited about this. And again, this is going to help augment your workforce while using those tools. They're unprecedented in terms of what they can do when it comes to conversational AI. You asked provocatively, what else are we excited about? I mean, as a marketer, I would be very excited that the dream of fulfilling a hyper-personalization of content, meaning in real time, targeting the right customer with the right content at the right format that he wants. We've been chasing this for ages. I think only AI is going to allow us to do this. And here, I do believe we're very close to getting this done. So that is one we should be very excited. I would estimate in the next 1 or 2 years, this is going to become the standard. And honestly, we're all going to be winners with this. Me, myself, as a consumer, I want the information that is relevant to me. And that technology is going to allow this to us. And that's going to fundamentally change the way we do marketing. And the last one, I personally I'm looking forward also to is any all of those admin tasks we have to do. There's a lot of regulations in the pharma industry. I'm looking at MLR reviews, approval processes, all of this. I do believe AI is going to have a big place in that. It's going to help us accelerate. And by the way, we need this because if we want to hyper-personalize content, that means we're going to augment by a factor 10x, 100x the content that we're going to produce in real time. So all of this needs to be approved. So also here, I would be very excited as a marketeer about seeing big changes in the next 1 to 2 years.
Yeah, please go ahead.
No, I mean, I just wanted to ask one thing because, I mean, of course, Natalia, you are asking this question to us now, but you are also, let's say, a great expert of this. So now I'm curious to ask you the same question because I'm curious to hear your opinion on this. So I would like to ask you exactly the same question to you.
Yeah, it's a very good question. I love this question. So first of all, for me, like what from my understanding personally, so strategy becomes more and more important now because like technology is evolving so fast. As Thomas says, it is changing monthly. It's not yearly now. Monthly and weekly, we have new and new possibilities as marketeers. So to make sure we are not overwhelmed, we are not lost, and we are not losing our track in business, so we need to have our strategy. Strategy matters more than ever today. So if you will decide that within all the amazing capabilities of AI, all of AI tools, because there are plentiful today. So you want to accelerate particular documentation in clinical trials. So you are going for that and you are luckily will arrive to your point into the next couple of months, not years like it was before. Mm-hmm. If you will target MLR and content creation, because today creating of the content with AI, just generating, is unseparated from the MLR process itself. Because with AI capabilities, while generating the content, we can check all the legislations of all the markets and we can add as many rules to those checks as we need. Also, we can provide the overview of the claims, the references. So all of that is the reality. And today the market for these type of tools is so big, so that our industry, pharma, is receiving a great chance to find the strategic partner of their need, of their choice today. So flexible enough, mm-hmm. helping them to understand and to implement their rules for this acceleration. So. There is an amazing opportunity opening today, from my perspective.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for the question. So there is another provocative question from my side, if you're not mine. If you will
I'm
have
afraid enough.
Today, like tomorrow, okay, ever, if your marketing budget, let us say, doubled.
Okay.
How you can, and you can spend it only on AI. So what you would do with that? How would you spend it?
Well, I mean, that's a very good question. So first of all, it really depends at which point of the year my marketing budget doubles. It could be a good news or a bad news. It depends. But anyhow, jokes aside, if I have to think about how to invest heavily in AI, I think the very first thing that comes top of mind is the literacy part. There are, let's say, very interesting papers that are saying that basically, if you use AI basically without knowing how to use AI, your performances are decreasing. So a big mistake is to give the AI tool to people that are not able to use it, because actually you would reduce their productivity, their effectiveness, and so on. So I would definitely invest heavily into AI literacy training programs and so on, because the real, let's say, power will come from the synergy of human and AI. So that's That would be my blue chip, let's say.
Let me just add, if you're a CMO today, you shouldn't only double your budget for AI, you should triple it or quadruple it in marketing. That's the most important investment you can do today. And I totally agree with Manuel. One of the first things is think getting your organization up to speed. They are not today. And if you're not, it's not going to happen. You can invest millions. They're never going to give you results. But if you do, you're going to achieve results very fast. The second thing I would add to that is look at organizational change management. This is a deep transformation we're going through. And there's also a generational difference that we can see. There is the more tech savvy new generation that comes in. And there are people like myself who will need a little bit more time to explore that, the potential of it. But for all, it is possible. And this is the foundation you can invest today in, because you know that this technology is going to fundamentally change the way we do marketing. So you know you'll need to bring your workforce up to date on that. So appreciate that question, Natalia. It's the right thing to do, and I really hope you guys are quadrupling your budget.
Yes, we hope too. So I hope my CFO is listening right now and all ears about all of these things we need to do tomorrow, like to double our marketing budget. Yes, absolutely agree with you. So like, if we will increase literacy, if we will invest into education across organization at every level, so we will find the niche which we are not imagining today, where AI will help, will accelerate and provide more values, because all of our businesses are focused on one thing, like health, providing better life, giving more chances for humanity to survive. So if we will accelerate us and make sure like we are learning and we are fast enough and we are generating a lot of crucially important ideas, so it will accelerate everything and hopefully improve the situation which we will not touch today as a topic. So thank you very much. It was a fantastic conversation. Thank you, Manuel. Thank you, Thomas. I hope I will see you in sometimes here again, and we will talk about the most important topic, which is not very subjective. So, but how to build the AI team in pharma. This is the next topic. Please follow us and join our podcast, and you will see and you will figure out more how to build AI dream team without double investment. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Natalia.
See you.
Bye.
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 Bye.